Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical day, July 25th, Feast of St. James, Apostle. The Gospel according to Matthew. The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Commentary by Monsignor Octavio Ruiz Arenas, Vatican City, Vatican. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink? Today's fragment of the Gospel narrates an episode that places us in front of a situation which is not unusual in the various Christian communities. Indeed, John and James had been very generous, leaving behind their households and their nets to follow Jesus the Christ. They have heard the Lord announce a kingdom and offer eternal life, but they still fail to understand the new dimension the Lord puts forward to them. It is because of this that their mother is going to ask for something which is good enough, but which doesn't go beyond a simple human ambition. "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in your kingdom." Similarly, we listen to the Lord and follow him, like the first disciples, but not always do we fully understand his message. We then sometimes follow our personal interests and ambitions within the church. We forget that when we accept the Lord, we have to give ourselves wholly and with full trust in him, that we cannot think in obtaining the glory without having accepted the cross. The answer Jesus gives them puts the stress precisely on this aspect. In order to have a share in his kingdom, what matters is to drink from his same cup, that is, to be ready and willing to give our own life for the love of God and dedicate ourselves to the service of our brethren with the same merciful attitude that Jesus showed. In his first homily, Pope Francis emphasized that in order to follow Jesus, we have to carry our cross, because when we journey without the cross, when we profess Christ without the cross, we are not disciples of the Lord. As a consequence, following Christ demands from us great humility. From the minute of our baptism, we have been called to be his witnesses in order to transform the world. But this transformation will only be achieved if we are able to be servants of our brethren with a spirit of great generosity and self-giving, but always joyful, because we are following and making the Lord present.